This is your weekly Beatle Moment. I'm Emily Binder. Hi, I'm going off script this week. Hope you enjoy it. If not, leave me some feedback. You can tweet me at Emily Binder. And when you're done listening to this episode, please, if you haven't already, rate and review this flash briefing. If you're listening to the podcast, rate and review in the podcast app on your iOS device. So today I'm going to talk about customer service. Now, the reason I'm going off script is I didn't even feel like sitting down to write out and plan what I wanted to say. I'm just fired up and I feel like I'm going to go fly by the seat of my pants with it, and we'll see how it goes. I have had a couple really bad experiences the past couple weeks, and they were at Nordstrom, and I'm not afraid to call out Nordstrom because why not? Let's be transparent. Who are we talking about here? Why am I doing this podcast about Nordstrom? Here's why. I've spent hundreds, close to $1,000 at Nordstrom very recently in one shopping trip, and I did not get thanked once. I did not hear the words thank you out of any employee's mouth. I went back to return one pair of pants and buy some more stuff tonight. Again, I did not hear thank you. Now, it's not about the amount of money I spent, which, by the way, is certainly more than the average customer purchase amount, by far, I can guarantee you. It's about basic retail and customer service. And I don't know if it's the fact that I think both of these people who rang me up were 19. I don't know if this is an age thing. I don't know if it's a top-down problem. The manager of this particular store doesn't train their employees to say thank you. I mean, frankly, their parents should have done that, or maybe their kindergarten teacher. Like, this is pretty basic stuff you learn before the age of six. Maybe they hate their job. I don't know, but it's kind of unnerving, and I've been seeing this at Whole Foods, too. I mean, it's everywhere I go, and I don't do a lot of in-person shopping, but, I mean, these are two places I've been recently, and nobody's saying thank you. I'm handing over my money to a business, and they're not saying thank you. I mean, the sense of entitlement is pretty gross. So marketing, how does this relate? If you are a marketer for a brand that has any kind of customer-facing touch point, whether that's phone, like customer service, a call center, or an actual in-person transaction where you have a retail location, please, please make sure that you are training and following up, monitoring your staff, even the low-level staff, the hourly workers. They need to be saying thank you. I mean, basic bottom line stuff. There's other things they should do too, but that's just absolute table stakes. And I'm afraid we're kind of slipping into this weird time where it's okay to be rude. What? This makes me really nervous. I don't know if it's because people are so used to communicating online and using thumbs up and hearts that they've forgotten the actual words thank you. So yeah, customer service, customer experience. It seems really obvious, but don't assume that all of the employees at your company know how to do this correctly. And if you're in marketing, it's not enough to just have a great social media team and reputation monitoring online. There is still interaction happening on the ground that will inform your reputation and your brand more than anything. And that's where actual word of mouth, that phrase, comes from. It's people talking after they've entered and left your store and been scowled at and not thanked. I realize that this may have sounded a bit like a rant. Frankly, I don't care because I think we kind of need it. And I'm not afraid to speak up about it. So when you're complaining, as long as you offer up a solution, it's kind of okay. The solution is pay attention, train your employees, be a good marketer and steward of the brand. It's a powerful word, steward. Okay, well, I will be back next week. And please subscribe to Beatle Moment Marketing on whatever podcast app you use. Also, tweet me at Emily Binder with any feedback whatsoever, positive or negative. I can take it, and I would love to hear from you. What topics would you like to hear about? Let me know. It's not enough to hope. You have to act. Marketing that doesn't work in the real world is just a thought piece. Visit beatlemoment.com for more and to find out how to consult with me. Start the clock on your Beatle Moment. Brought to you by our friends at Effect.co, the number one flash briefing management tool. Visit effct.co.